Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Stuart from Michigan. Go ahead, Ben.
Hey guys, I love the show and I just wanted to ask a quick question and share an anecdote. First, a couple of weeks ago, Ben said that he was listening to an audiobook on physics that he described as fascinating. And I was wondering what that book was. I'll have to look that up, but I'll try. Second, my mother has unfortunately been spending some time in the hospital, but I printed out some level one logic games to help pass the time and she's loved them. Okay. Thank you guys for the podcast. It has been in my ear since I started studying in 2019. All my applications have been submitted for months, but I can't stop listening. Cool.
Thanks, Stuart. That's nice. Nice of you. I agree that logic games are great for passing the time. If you're not yet perfect on LSAT logic games, you need to be perfect on LSAT logic games in order to get your best LSAT score. It's extremely rare that anybody ends up in the 170s without perfect logic games. And fortunately, we have 400 games to practice. You need to develop a love for the games. Ideally, you know, you just need to decide that they are fun puzzles to solve. And if you work on logic games whenever you have some time to kill, you will be developing that skill and getting a better LSAT score and hopefully having some fun while you're at it. I mean, I would go one step further. I think logical reasoning, those are pretty fun little puzzles too. And in reading comp, you can learn some stuff from the passages. They're not particularly well written, but they are, there's some really very interesting topics there. So yeah,
especially, you know, the science ones, if you like science. So
yeah, or the law ones. I mean, if you like law, like the ones that are about legal issues tend to be the, you know, very similar to the types of stuff that you're going to be debating about in law school. So yeah, get into the LSAT as much as possible. I think it's good for your LSAT score ultimately. Boy, can you imagine, Ben, like hating the LSAT, but also trying to improve your LSAT score at the same time?
That'd be tough.
It's rough. You need to decide that this is interesting and that you're gonna get really good at it. And it's fun. It is fun. I promise. Like when you get good at it, you're successful. You start predicting the answers. It's awesome. So hopefully you can, you know, at least fake it till you make it on that. And level one logic games is a really good place to start because they are satisfying, right? You can feel it like click.
Yeah.
So thank you, Stuart, for pointing that out. And I hope your mom heals up quickly. All right. Did you figure out what physics book you were listening to?
Yeah, so there are several that I've listened to and there are some that are better than others, but I'll just give you three right now just because they're the three current ones that my kids and I are going through. So one is The Inexplicable Universe, Unsolved Mysteries. This is by Neil deGrasse Tyson. Then we have Mysteries of Modern Physics, Time. This is by Sean Carroll. And then finally, Einstein's Relativity and the Quantum Revolution, Modern Physics for Non-Scientists. And that one is by Richard Wolfson.
Excellent. I haven't read that much physics, but I remember really enjoying some books by Richard Feynman. So check out Feynman as well. But there you go.
Cool.
Stuart from Michigan.
Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.